We have a lot of outstanding issues with government that we want government to respond to it, and that if by the end of the year we've not heard anything, then when school resumes, it means going to take an action.
Today is 2nd January, which means the year has ended. Did you hear anything from government?
As at now, we've not heard anything. We have not met yet, so that I can say for sure maybe there's any response. Our president is there, maybe he might have been contacted. But when we meet, and it is there that we know from our president if there has been any response from the government.
You gave an ultimatum that by the end of the year, if you hear nothing from the government, you are going to take action, you are going to go on the street. The year has ended. What do you have in store? Is there the possibility of a strike action even before your president comes in to say anything?
One correction I want to make. We've not threatened going to the streets. We are saying that then we'll advise ourselves.
So what kind of advice? And that is what we want to know.
Then that means we'll put our chalks and pens down.
Nagrat, every time we hear of Nagrat in the news, it's strike. Why has it been the case? It is always about money. People will say you always want improved conditions, but then others have accused you of not doing enough to change the face of education in the country. You are always interested in the money. Why is it always so?
I don't think that statement is true. You know, we are workers, and as we work, what motivates us to work? It is our salary, our small allowances. And if we are working and we don't receive such allowances, do you think we'll be motivated to work well?
That was Deputy General Secretary of NAGRAS, Christian Odoi.